Okay guys, in this video, what we're gonna show you is how to add an opt-in form to your website. The opt-in form provides a way for your visitors to give you their name and email address so that you can send them free content, like say for example a free ebook or maybe the first chapter of an ebook that you're selling, or it can be tutorials, a few articles that are tutorials, or it can be any free additional content that is of value to them. So as I've told you, we're going to be using the AWeber, which costs about $1 for the first month, then $19 for the next months. That's per month. Again, we do this despite the price, as opposed to the other alternatives out there that are for free. This one has a higher rate of your messages going through and actually reaching their email. Because if you use the free alternatives, a lot of other users are abusing that, and so they are usually marked as spam. So generally this has a very high chance of getting to the inbox, and thus has a very high chance of getting you that sale, that commission, and converting. So once you bought your account, all you have to do is just log in. And this is how it looks like inside, right after you log in. You will notice that at the bottom there's going to be a pop-up window that says enter a list name. This window serves as your guide, as an easy step-by-step guide for creating your first list. So as you see, we're still at the 17%, which is actually just at the start by default. The list is there, we just have to configure it. So all you have to do is just click, do this step, and fill up the information regarding the list. Grand Piano. So I'm just going to name that Grand Piano. And for the list description, this is going to be shown to the subscribers, so do make sure to make it to tell the subscribers what to expect when they do subscribe to your content. So I'm just gonna tell them that get more free tutorials on how to play the grand piano and enter your name. And then for your address, do make sure that you use your own address that belongs to the website, and not just a free address like Yahoo or Google or Gmail or MSN, Hotmail, because those are free and thus anyone can set them up. It doesn't look professional, it doesn't look like you're serious, since anyone could do that. So if you show them an email address that has at least your own extension, your own name at your own domain.com, then that gives off a better feeling, a better trustworthiness feeling for the users. So I'm just gonna input the name of the website here, which is eGrandPiano, then HTTP, the website URL. And for now, there's no logo, so I'm just going to leave that blank. But later on, if you have the logo, you can actually come back here and edit the settings on the list. Then for email signature, just administrator. Just gonna leave it at that. And for now, you don't have to do anything with the Twitter.